It's 8:56 and 45 degrees. It's time to check on the commodity markets on this Monday. We bring in Aaron Curtis from Midco in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Brian. We're looking at mixed prices once again. Soybean market continues to move higher into some new recent highs again here this morning as Asian veg oil markets continue to move higher. Malaysian palm oil, Chinese futures also higher here. So the Chicago markets continue to play a little catch-up there and continue to see some higher prices there. Not so much in the corn and wheat. Those markets continue to struggle as they continue to deal with large ending stocks. So those markets are just a touch lower here this morning. December corn at 347.5, down 1.75. March corn at 356.5, also down 1.75. May corn at 363.75, down 1.5. December 17 corn, 386.5, that's down a penny. January soybeans, 1056.5, up 10.5. March soybeans at 1065.5, up 11 cents. May soybeans at 1072, up 11.75. November 17 beans, 1036.75, that's up 10.25. As for the products, we have December bean oil, 3706, that's up 40. January bean oil, 3733, that's up 39. December meal, 322.50, up $1.70. January meal, 324.80, down. That's up $1.70 as well. December Chicago wheat, 389.5, down 6.25. March wheat at 414.5, down 5. December Kansas City wheat at 408.5, down 2.75. March KC wheat at 426.75, down 2.75. Livestock markets are mixed as well. Cattle markets lower. December cattle at 110.07, down 67. Feb cattle 111.57, down 62. Jan feeders at 127.07, down 15. March feeders at 123.27, down 7. December hogs 51.12, up 7. February hogs at 57.05, that's up 30. Outside markets are showing the dollar marginally mixed here, just a touch lower. Crude oil up around a dollar or so. Equities, as you heard, were a little bit lower here today. On track today is export inspections. They'll be out at 10 o'clock. Expecting the bean number to come back just a little bit. Looking for bean inspections to be in that 75 to 80 million mark. That kind of breaks a string here of around 100 million bushels per week. Expecting inspections to slowly kind of back off here a little bit. Not expecting much with crop progress, not really showing much this afternoon with corn and soybean harvest virtually complete. Otherwise, here as we move into December, crop report on the 9th. We'll have a Fed decision on interest rates here as we move into December as well. So we got a few things working, Brian, but pretty quiet today with most of the attention on this rising bean market.
All right, Aaron, thanks a lot for that report today.
Have a great day. Thank you.
You too.
Bye.
Aaron Curtis with Midco over in Bloomington, Illinois. Taking a look at that forecast for today. Showers, a slight chance of thunderstorms today with a high of 51 degrees. Winds out of the south gusting up to 35 miles per hour. Showers and a slight chance of thunderstorms this evening. Then rain gets out of the area, and we turn partly cloudy after midnight with a low of 44. Mostly sunny for the day tomorrow and a high of 59 degrees. South winds gusting to 25 miles per hour. Cooler for the day on Wednesday, partly sunny and a high of 49. And we'll continue that cooling trend Thursday, mostly cloudy and a high of 41 degrees. And right now, quick glance in the listening area shows some rain falling in Danville and Decatur right now, a thunderstorm in Monticello. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.